AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. More details are coming out about the shooting deaths of six people at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois.
We do believe Cremo pre-planned this attack for several weeks.
Chris Covelli with the Lake County Sheriff's Office says they still haven't determined Robert Cremo III's motive.
He brought a high-powered rifle to this parade. He accessed the roof of a business via a fire escape ladder and began opening fire on the innocent Independence Day celebration goers.
Covelli says Cremo was wearing women's clothing to avoid being detected. Abby Brosio was a witness.
I saw long hair and I saw a gun, and that's all I could tell anybody. But I when I ran in the store, I was just like, Tony, I saw him. Tony, I saw him.
She was on ABC's Good Morning America. Covelli says Cremo had two rifles and more weapons were at home. All were bought legally. Britain's Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak and Health Secretary Sajid Javid resigned within minutes of each other after Prime Minister Boris Johnson was forced to acknowledge he had to change his story on the way he handled allegations of sexual misconduct by a senior member of his government. Prosecutors say R. Kelly is no longer on suicide watch following the jailed R&B singer's sentencing in a federal sex abuse case. The filing came in response to a claim last week by his attorneys that Kelly was placed on suicide watch as a form of punishment last week after a judge sentenced him to 30 years behind bars for using his fame to sexually exploit women and girls. The 30 NATO allies signed off on protocols needed for Russia's neighbors, Sweden and Finland, to become members. The move means the question of admitting the two nations now goes to the capitals of the existing members for legislative approval. Hackers claim to have obtained a trove of data on 1 billion Chinese from a Shanghai police database. This is AP News. A day after Russian President Vladimir Putin declared victory in an eastern Ukrainian province, fighting continues.
A day after Russian President Vladimir Putin declared victory in seizing an eastern Ukraine province essential to his wartime aims, Moscow's offensive maintains sustained bombardments across urban centers. The mayor of Slovyansk has reported sustained shelling of the city, which had a pre-war population of about 107,000. He's urging residents to take cover in shelters instead of trying to evacuate. The barrage underscores fears that Russian forces are positioning to advance further into Ukraine's Donbass region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rescuers using drones resumed the search for an estimated 13 hikers unaccounted for following a powerful avalanche in northern Italy. At least seven people were killed. Hopes are dimming of finding anyone alive. Ed Donahue, AP News.